This spot is brought to you by Eaton Vance, the symbol of advanced investing. What's inside your ETF? With Parametric Equity Premium Income ETF, you know. Inside, you'll find institutional expertise from a specialized team with deep derivatives experience. Get to know what's inside PAPI, the symbol of alternative income, at eatonvance.com/symbols. Before investing, prospective investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. The current prospectus contains this and other information and is available at eatonvance.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Not FDIC insured. Offer no bank guarantee. May lose value. Not insured by any federal government agency. Not a deposit. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, March 25th. I'm Ariana Spuru for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. I know you don't want to think about it, but if your home has an on-site septic system, avoiding it could lead to thousands of dollars down the drain.
So many things can go wrong. And that's why, as much as you might want to ignore your septic tank and your septic system, you really shouldn't. It doesn't need a lot of maintenance, but it does need some maintenance. And it also needs some thoughtfulness.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal columnist Chris Frieswick about what homeowners need to know. That's after the break.
This spot is brought to you by Eaton Vance, the symbol of advanced investing. What's inside your ETF? With Parametric Equity Premium Income ETF, you know. Inside, you'll find institutional expertise from a specialized team with deep derivatives experience. Get to know what's inside PAPI, the symbol of alternative income, at eatonvance.com/symbols. Before investing, prospective investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. The current prospectus contains this and other information and is available at eatonvance.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Not FDIC insured. Offer no bank guarantee. May lose value. Not insured by any federal government agency. Not a deposit. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
Your septic system is designed to be ignored, even though you use it every day. But to keep it running smoothly, all it really needs is your consideration and some maintenance. WSJ columnist Chris Frieswick joins me. So Chris, what actually makes up a septic system?
The septic system basically starts at your toilet or your sink or your bathtub, and pipes go down out of your house into a major pipe that then leads into a septic tank. Septic tank is where all of the effluent from your home lands. And then at that point, the bacteria that lives in that tank, which is helpfully provided by your own gut, eats what's in there and basically helps the tank to separate into solid and liquid. The liquid then drains off via another pipe to a junction box, which then connects to a leach field, which is basically, it's the watery part of the effluents gets spread across a very large area of soil that then filters that effluent and helps to take anything that's toxic out of it. The problem comes when you have a lot of closely located leach fields all draining into a groundwater system. So that's where you start seeing problems with tainted groundwater and stuff. But for most communities that have healthy septic systems with enough spacing apart where they're on fairly large lots, they work great. I mean, they've been working great for thousands and thousands of years. That bacteria and also the bacteria that lives in the soil, that they're all working on this effluent to break it down, to attach to it, and to make it so that it's not a pollutant, so that it won't infiltrate the local groundwater, which you drink. You don't want to drink your own, you know, stuff.
Absolutely not. So there's tons of bacteria and these microscopic creatures that are all working to make sure that, like you said, we don't drink water we're not supposed to drink. What kinds of homes actually have these systems on site?
So approximately 20% of residential homes have what's called an on-site wastewater system, which most people would just call a septic system. That means they're not on a town sewer line where the waste would be carried away to a central processor somewhere in town. You're going to find these on like older homes, older developments with larger lots, And they're generally single family, although I was talking with someone who installs these, and he did a huge septic installation for a residential apartment complex, but it was still operating with the basic foundational stuff I just described to you, a septic tank, a junction box, and a leach field.
In the story, you make this comparison between a home's septic system and, a shameful secret, a mortal enemy that just popped up again. Why is that?
Because, like, who wants to think about this? Like, this is the place where all your poop goes. I don't want to think about it. We had our septic tank pumped several years ago, and I told my husband I do not want to be in the backyard when that thing's opened up. It smells horrible, and I just don't need that visual of what's in there in my brain. And he thoughtfully took a photograph of what was in there and emailed it to me, and I stupidly opened it. And now that image, which was one of the more horrific things I've seen in my life, is living in my head rent-free for the rest of my days.
And it's one of those things that when it goes wrong, it's really bad.
And that's why, as much as you might want to ignore your septic tank and your septic system, you really shouldn't. It doesn't need a lot of maintenance, but it does need some maintenance. And it also needs some thoughtfulness. I spoke with a septic expert, and he said one of the biggest problems they encounter that really does ruin systems is flushable wipes. Just because they're flushable does not mean they're biodegradable. And so what happens, unfortunately, is these things don't break down. They stick to everything. They'll clog up your pumps. They're just bad. Believe it or not, something that can affect the effectiveness of your septic. Another thing that can dramatically impact the effectiveness of your septic system is a leak in your toilet or in your faucet. The more water that goes into the septic, the more diluted that bacteria is and the less effective the septic system is going to be. Other things that can go horribly wrong
with
your
septic. Seems like a lot.
There's so many things that, and this is why you don't want to think about it, but you gotta. If you drive something heavy on top of a septic tank, you can crack it. A cracked septic tank can't be fixed. It has to be replaced. Those tanks are generally rated, I was told, for about 16,000 pounds. So like a car might not do damage, but like a motor coach for sure would. But in generally, it's a good idea to just don't park anything on or near where your septic tank is.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of precautions to take so that you don't have to fix your septic tank. How big of an expense is that?
So depending on what's wrong, if you just have clogged pipes, that's a relatively inexpensive thing that your plumber or septic provider can fix. Replacing a broken tank, which involves collapsing and filling the old one, can run between $5,000 and $10,000, according to Matt Estes at a company that is based in Georgia. That's the market rate for there. Now, that's going to dramatically change depending on where you're located. If you need to replace the entire system, including the leach field, then you're looking at $15,000, $18,000 and up.
How often do you have to get your septic system checked?
So you don't really need to get it checked all the time, but what you do need to do is have it pumped. So for heavy usage, the experts I spoke with recommend that you pump your septic tank once every 2 to 3 years. A normal 3 to 4 bedroom home, every 5 years is fine.
It's something that homeowners need to budget for over the long run, because how much is pumping it?
Again, depends on what the market you're in. That can run around $500, $600, $800. That involves some person with a pump truck. They come, they dig up the top of your septic tank, they find the cover. They put the hose in, they pump out your tank, it goes into a big shiny truck, and they truck that away. They usually deposit it in a central waste management facility.
This is 20% of homeowners, so millions of Americans have septic systems. What can they do ahead of time to try and prevent an expensive issue with their septic system?
One thing that was recommended was that if you're buying a new home, make sure that you have the septic system thoroughly inspected by a septic professional before you sign the purchase and sale agreement, because, well, all home inspectors do not inspect septic systems. There's only a couple of states that require a septic inspection prior to closing a sale. The onus is 100% in most communities on the buyer to ensure that the home they're buying has a working septic system that's also up to state code. Most states rank the capacity requirements for a septic system based on the number of bedrooms in a home, not the number of bathrooms. Make sure that you're not flushing anything down into the septic system that cannot be digested or dissolved. And just don't park anything on top of your septic tank, and don't flush flushable wipes.
It's a hard thing to talk about and think about, but in the long run, it's to help save some money.
It's to help save some money, but also you don't want to get into a situation where your septic system fails, because that's not just bad for you financially, but you're also going to be like releasing a lot of really unpleasant stuff into the ground around your house. And when you're in a tightly built community that's all on septic, you only need a few septic systems to go bad before the groundwater is in jeopardy.
That's WSJ columnist Chris Frieswick. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow morning with WSJ's Joe Pinsker to discuss why taking a pay cut made some workers happier. This episode is hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.